Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Just a reminder, you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience March 20th to the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood is your destination for tip-off weekend. We will give you a keyword three times throughout today's show, so keep listening for that. That gives you the key to enter, so we will do that three times today.
Jason had me feeling his elbow.
Let me see it.
Weird.
He's got maybe a doctor here. Is it swollen? Is it red?
No, it's just...
It could be bursitis.
Oh, just, bursitis, yeah.
It hurts. It's very swollen. It hurts.
You have a sack of some sort of liquid at the bottom of your elbow. From
it says your bursa can produce a fluid, redness, swelling, and pain.
Have you been throwing some pitches, curveballs? Too many curveballs, Jason Bishop?
You've been hitting golf balls? Last week?
Yeah. But it didn't bother me swinging a club, but maybe I did something to it. I think it was bothering me before that, but I don't know.
Getting older sucks.
Getting old sucks.
Olecranon bursitis is when the sac between your elbow and bone and your skin
starts
gets swollen.
That's probably it.
We're all 54.
I think that's what it is.
Or 55. I guess EB's 55. The rest of us 54. Born in 1970, if you want to do the math. When we had that client meeting the other day, there was no sitting. I mean, maybe some people sat down.
I found some seats.
I didn't sit down once for 3 hours.
I grabbed a seat for literally 5 to 7 minutes to eat, just to eat a little plate of food, and then I was up the rest of the time.
And so my right knee, which has had the ACL surgery, but it's had two other surgeries, by the end of the evening, I had a vicious limp.
Right.
Because it's almost like bone on bone, and when I'm not like moving it that much and it's stiff, it just stiffens up.
Yeah.
Show.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
Getting old does suck.
It's not fun.
And you've got bursitis, according to the doctors here.
I think you got bursitis. You got to take some Advil and ice it.
I got it.
You got to chill out a little bit.
Can I sterilize a sewing needle and pop it?
Yeah.
And just drain it?
Sure.
Ooh, that's Valdez's type of thing. Valdez loves watching like Dr. Pimple Popper.
Well, who doesn't like to watch a good pimple?
I don't like to watch. That's something that tilts me beyond belief. It just grosses me out.
Well, again, I have a theory.
I can't do it.
And I hope the Cakes doesn't take this personally. I have a theory that Cakes is, he's on the spectrum. Cakes has a little autism in him because he has sensitivity issues.
I mean,
he takes his shirt off to go poop. If he walks on the snow, it throws him.
I mean, the
cotton pulling makes him crazy.
Yeah, I don't like
it. You see a pimple popping. He has these weird reactions.
It's a weird cheese thing. Like some hot cheese, but not cold cheese.
I'm saying this in a loving way. I think he's a little bit on the spectrum.
I think that's a little extreme. Just because he's different than you doesn't mean he's on the spectrum.
Not that he's different. Is that he's he dislikes things. All these things he's very sensitive to.
Well, I think we're all on the spectrum at some point.
Big giant pimples, clearly sensitive to.
Yeah.
I will not digest that content.
I do think it's gross, too.
You like to watch a beheading, though. So I don't even understand.
You're the weird one for liking the pimple popping.
Huh?
Like the
reason why it's popular.
The old school Al-Qaeda beheading videos, which are horrible. I just have a weird fascination with them.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to watch them 100 times.
Yeah, no.
But right. I'll probably watch it once.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's weird how afraid of heights you are. And I know that a lot of people are. The way that you wouldn't, like, go on a balcony.
I find
that weird.
Whatever.
Everybody's got their own weird.
That, of course. Whatever that affliction is, I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. If it's autism, sure. But I am afraid of heights.
I'm not saying you're that.
100%.
But like for him, for you to call him autistic or on the spectrum because he doesn't like pimple popping.
No.
I think pimple popping is weird to watch. Mm.
Okay, fair enough. I'm just putting in, he has a thing about things that touching his skin, the sounds of things, the pulling.
Yeah, it's true.
There is just something he has.
He also has ringing in his ears 24/7.
Well, that's a real health affliction that I have. Yeah. I mean, I've got tinnitus.
Dude, I
mean,
I had it for like 2 minutes.
It sucks, too.
I had it for 2 minutes, and I started freaking out, thinking this was going to be the rest of my life. I don't know what happened,
but
I started hearing like this ringing about a week ago.
I mean,
and I started thinking of Cakes. I was like, oh my God.
I went to an audiologist, and they did whatever they could. That like they tried to help me to the best of their ability, but the solutions were basically like, yeah, just distract yourself and listen to other white noise or listen to music. And it's just like, okay, that's...
They got no answers.
I'm just saddled with it.
They got nothing.
Yeah, they got nothing.
They got nothing.
I'm Lars Ulrich now. My ears just ring all the time.
800-636-1067 if you want to chime in on an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation. Search for new windows and doors. Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home because it's where you live.
Should we talk about another old guy?
Sure.
Not as old as us, but Ovi.
We should definitely talk about him.
But not playing like he's old.
He's definitely not playing like he's old.
Another goal last night. Caps win in overtime up in the Garden, up in New York. Beat the Rangers 3-2. Ovi's goal brings him to 9 shy of breaking.
You almost get the
sense.
Already
updated.
If he wasn't hurt, he might have broken it already.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I mean, I think he would have, because he missed like 5-plus weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely, right. if he had not missed that stretch, I think he would have already been at the number.
He had quick hands.
885 is where
885
we sit right now.
Yeah. There were a couple fights in that contest.
Some scraps.
Yes.
And I'll tell you this, Caps fans, they'd like to fight Darren Pang, who was on the call of the game last night. Now, the game, because it was a TNT game. It was a national game.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't local, right?
So listen to what Darren Pang said about Alex Ovechkin during the game last night. It put a lot of Caps fans on monkey tilt.
Mm.
Side was Radish on the entry. And we get a whistle.
Well, I give Spencer Carver and his coaching staff an awful lot of credit. We all know that Alex Ovechkin's been a bit of a one-trick pony throughout his NHL career, but that has not been the case. And there's the normal spot. We saw that here on TNT. But how about this one? Right through the guts of the ice, right in the middle. Now he's again in the middle of the ice, fires that one. And how about this one in the last one? Right in the slot. And he picks it up, has strength on it, and man.
Is he saying that just because of where he scores his goals, like his office?
Yes, the power play.
He was such an aggressive checker throughout his career.
I think he meant where the goals are coming from.
I think it was taken a little the wrong way.
But Caps fans diminished him a little bit.
Caps fans bristled at it.
I didn't like it.
Twitter was on fire.
But maybe he meant something different.
I'm not the world's biggest Caps fan. That annoys me.
I think he was trying to basically say, Ovi has scored a lot from his office. Now he's expanding it a bit.
Right.
But it does diminish him. It diminishes him. It was
first
a shot
of all,
Ovi.
He's a great passer. I mean, he has so many assets to his game.
He's top 60 in the NHL history in assists.
Right.
He's 56th.
Yeah.
He's third all-time in hits.
Right.
So to call him just a one-trick pony, he can just score from one spot, it's disrespectful.
We should get
he's
Darren.
Not good in the shootout.
We should get Darren Pang on the show.
I mean, everybody's got a flaw.
And ask him to clarify exactly what he was talking
about. Caps fans, were you tilted by Darren Pang's comments last night? 800-636-1067
is
the number. You're welcome to weigh in.
That was a shot.
And it also crystallizes why Joby and Locker need to be on the call for the record-breaking goal.
Why are they taking shots at this guy as he's approaching this record?
Why would
you say something like that on a national broadcast? This guy's a one-trick pony. Why are they trying to diminish him?
No, I think it came out that way. You know how it works. They had video over. So they
had VO prepared. Anytime I ever say one-trick pony, I'm diminishing the person.
Okay. Yeah. But they had VO prepared, and they were trying to show that he was scoring from different spots and getting to different spots under Carberry's system.
But why wouldn't you say, when you think of OV scoring goals, you think of him in the office.
Yeah,
but
think
look
of him in his office. But look how...
But look where he's scoring throughout the season.
One-trick pony is just a disrespectful term.
He did say a bit of a...
It doesn't matter. It's disrespectful. Yeah. You're disrespecting... Yeah.
If I called you a bit of a loser, you'd be upset.
I don't think he meant it that way. I'm kind of with Jason there.
No, I think he meant it that way. 800-636-1067.
If you want to chime in, should mention Willie scored again. And I remember talking to Coach Carberry about it and brought it up.
Willie's been awesome.
You brought up his... season high, career high, and he's going to definitely pass 30.
Oh, he's definitely going to get 30. And another huge
Dubois
addition.
Dubois has been unbelievable.
Pierre-Luc Dubois, a guy who was toxic, who'd been traded a bunch, who had a big salary, and people, when the Caps traded for him, people were like, what are you guys doing? Like, this guy has been kicked out of locker rooms in Winnipeg and L.A. after one season. Like, why are you acquiring him, for especially for that big salary? I mean... he's paying huge dividends. And we talked about it with Carberry yesterday. When he covered McDavid about a week ago, 10 days ago here at Capital One, he stoned him. Kept him off the score sheet. He had one shot on goal. Or he had zero shots on goal in that game. So he's been huge.
He's been great.
He's been awesome.
Great. And that's a big win because, you know, they went through that little stretch where they only scored one and two goals and they lost three in a row. Come back, win a couple in a row now, go up to the Garden. Now they come, don't they come back home? I believe they come back
home. They play two games, I believe, at home. I think they play the Red Wings Friday night because we're doing the Altcast, and then they host the Kraken before they go out on the road for, I think, a two or three game road swing.
I was just happy that they avoided shootout because I was staying up late watching it. I was like, oh. And it was about a minute left when Willie put it in to win it.
Great pass from Stromer, too.
Yes. Other good news, Locker is recovering.
That's
so you were saying, when are we going to see Joe B and Locker together? He didn't indicate it, but I guess he's 4 weeks into his recovery from his surgery, and he tweeted out a picture, two thumbs up.
That's great.
He looked good, so
and
I guess
Alan
he's getting his strength
back. In his place. Yeah. We love Alan May, but it's just great that hopefully, I'm keeping all the fingers crossed that Joe B and Locker somehow get to call the record-breaking goal instead of just one of these carpetbagger national hacks that never watch Ovi play.
So there's 11 games
national
left.
Hacks.
11 yeah, games
that's
left.
That's what they are to me.
Darren Pang's a national hack. 11 games left in March. He needs 9. That's asking for a lot to score 9 in 11 games.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at that first week of April, maybe.
I mean, my son bought two tickets to the game at Carolina Wednesday, April 2nd. I think that's a good shot.
What about the Chicago game April 4th?
The game at Boston April 1st could be the one.
You should go to that Carolina game too. Just go with your son, and it might be a magical game.
I wanted to. I've got the Cakes Classic in April.
Oh, that's right.
I've got a
Wednesday.
Conflict.
Why don't you move it?
Got a conflict.
You can't move it. He won't move it for you.
Nah, I didn't ask.
Okay. I love how the Capitals tweeted out, one trick pony scores his 885th career goal and records his 1,599th career point. Yeah. That was from at Capitals.
You think the Caps aren't going to respond to that when they call the greatest player in franchise history a one trick pony on a national broadcast?
They're diminishing him. They're diminishing him as he. I mean, it's just BS.
I don't know. When I heard the Ovi goal, I thought that it was a great call. I thought he was giving Ovi all the props and he was excited. Didn't sound like a bored national announcer. It was salty.
You know, getting that mark down there for Ovechkin. To the front for Mangiapane. And he scores! Alexander Ovechkin! 9 away from 99!
That's how I also know he's a national hack. He called him Alexander Ovechkin instead of Alex Ovechkin.
Yeah.
Hack. Don't want to hear him call.
Is that the same guy that said he was
the play-by-play guy.
Whoever that is. Don't want to hear
that.
I want to hear Joe B and Locker. I'm territorial. No, those are our guys.
Trav, when you
they
refer to someone as a bit of a one-trick pony,
you're diminishing him.
You're diminishing him.
I could understand how you guys feel that way, but I didn't think it was that big of an insult. I mean, 50% of his goals do come from the office. I mean, that is what he is known
understood.
For.
Understood. He's that from his goal from that goal scoring aspect of his game. But he's a great passer.
Can you
he's
play it again though? Does he say
for 20 years in a league?
No, but Can you play it again? Like the full context.
He's not a great passer.
Hold up a second.
He's a great passer.
He's not a great passer.
He's not a great passer.
He's pretty good at passing.
Did he say he's been known as a bit of a one-trick pony, or did he call him a one-trick pony? Because I think it's fair.
I think he says known.
Yeah, as. I definitely think it's different. If you say he's been known.
That's his interpretation of.
Let's listen to it.
Well, I give Spencer Carver and his coaching staff an awful lot of credit. We all know that Alex Ovechkin's been a bit of a one-trick pony. Right.
Oh, yeah. Didn't he say known?
A bit. Yeah. He said bit.
He created it himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's him trying to sidestep away
that's
from it. I'm
not even that big a fan, and I'm pissed off.
Look, you should be.
They had to hold you a bit stupid. Here's the deal. You'd be upset.
If you're watching it, they had a package ready. They had their VO package ready of Ovi in different spots. So he was waiting all game to do it. He could have chosen better language, but he wanted to show how Carberry's implemented him in different spots. And so, you know, they
but
got to a break.
Along the way,
no, no.
Does he take call
because here's how it happens.
Because
we know behind the scenes.
To insult him.
No, no, no.
That's an insult.
No, look, behind
that's
the scenes, behind the scenes, they get to a break, and there's a producer saying, okay, we're going to play the video. You go ahead and, you know, talk about, like we've talked about, the three or four different spots. And he just didn't choose his language
that
great.
That was him editing. That was Pang's editorial. He wanted to call him a one-trick pony, so he did.
Yeah, he took a shot at him.
He didn't have to.
He chose
to say that.
Yeah.
What's his deal?
He used to be a goalie,
a goalie
in the league back in the day.
Right. Yeah,
I knew I'd heard his name.
I wish Ovechkin had scored on him 50 times.
He probably
but
has.
I think he's clearly before Ovi's time.
He's the old guy.
Goalie, I'm guessing he's in his late 50s, early 60s.
Goalie bias.
61.
61 years old.
What do you mean by that, Valdez?
I'm just saying is like a goalie, you know, they have a natural rivalry against goal scorers.
Right.
Man, I wish he'd scored 100 goals on Darren Pag. I wish they'd played in the same era.
Can I go to these people, Drab? Have you answered them? I want to go to other people that might feel. I am.
Yep. Pissed open off line Thursday. Dude. Everyone's pissed at Darren Pang.
I'm pissed at him.
I
definitely think anytime you say somebody's a one-trick pony, you are diminishing them.
I'm boycotting. Them. I will never watch a broadcast
for
Darren Pang on it from here to eternity.
Can I receive money on that? Because I know that you will.
No, I won't.
I'll
bet you $100
he's calling the record break
when he's tied.
I'm boycotting.
Yeah, all right.
No. Listen to it. Listen to the game.
Yeah, I can listen to John Walton because you know what? He'll call.
Oh, no. You know what? You just go to the game.
I could go to the game.
Yeah, just go.
Or I can listen to John Walton. Darren Pang boycott right here, right now.
You know what? You can you can watch the game, put it on mute, listen, and then time it up and listen.
Perfect. Maybe we should.
That's a perfect solution.
Hey, should we petition the league? Should we start some sort of like petition to get Joby and the locker to make the call?
I mean, I like
it's so funny. You know how many times you've made fun of people for starting petitions?
I like your hustle, but petitions generally don't get things done.
I understand.
I'm
just trying a hacky radio bit.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
I thought there was a chance that both networks could call.
I agree. I don't know.
I hope that's the case because I know which broadcast I'll be watching.
All right.
The one with Joby and Locker.
All right, let's take some
call. Let's go to Chris in Gainesville. Chris, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Salutations, boys.
Hello.
Hey. Yeah.
Yeah, I was sideways. To be honest, I was on my phone listening or watching, and when I heard it, I was like, did he just say that? I like Darren Pang. I think it was irresponsible as well. He's got 10 goals left. It's a national audience. Like, if you're going to expand hockey, there's no way that you should be downplaying one of the greatest players, if not, well, certainly the greatest goal scorer. But this should be a celebration, not anything negative. I thought it was irresponsible. Right. And yeah, I was pissed.
Yeah, I mean, did they say I guess Babe Ruth would be a bad example. Right. But like Hank Aaron's a one-trick pony?
Right. But like you said earlier, that's a damn good trick.
Yeah.
The whole point of playing hockey, scoring goals. And you got the guy who's going to break the guy who previously held the record. I think he said it in like 1999.
It doesn't piss me off like it's pissing you guys off, but
I just think it's diminishing.
Sometimes
him for no
people
reason.
Say things and they're thinking something different, and they say something because they lack the other terminology or words or phrase.
Like you might say something wrong.
Yes,
but he's that's a clear phrase that everyone understands. Okay, you're diminishing right. The person.
He's a professional too.
Yeah. I know.
He should have had this thought out before.
Especially if it's a voiceover. Pony, I'm diminishing.
Insulting.
I'm diminishing you.
right. Darren Pang.
Let's go to
sawed off little goalie.
Let's go to Tony. Tony, what's up?
Hey.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was telling you, the screener, I've been coaching hockey over 40 years. You call somebody a one-trick pony, that means they're one-dimensional. That means that's all they got.
Right.
This guy is a passer. He'll put you into the third row.
Right.
He's been an outstanding captain with all that kind of pressure on him. And this guy has a release like nobody's business.
Remember when Hunter was here and he was laying down blocking shots like everybody else?
Yeah. I mean, that is, and we need to do something to get Joe B and Locker on that on that call, because that's what it's the way it's supposed to be. This is one of the biggest things that'll ever happen in the history of hockey.
All right, thank you, Tony. I appreciate it. I agree.
All right, I'm putting this up as our poll of the day, brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Did Darren Pang try to diminish Ovi by saying Ovechkin's been a bit of a one-trick pony throughout his NHL career?
It's going to be 94%, yes. Yeah.
It should be 100%. Coming up later on the show,
there'll be some Ranger
fans. We can talk more about this with Ovi's teammate, Nick Dowd. He'll join us coming up at 8:25, and we'll talk NBA with friend of the show, Antonio Daniels, at 9:25 here on The Junks.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.